A wedding with socials up with this song. This is Gino Dexy's Midnight Runners on Absolute Radio. It's 10 minutes past 8. David Tennant is our special guest this morning. You can hear his beautiful voice in a movie which comes out next Wednesday, The Pirates in an Adventure with Scientists. It's out a week today on March the 28th. Annoyingly, I have to be honest and say this, you look very fresh-faced for someone who is a double dad.
You're right, yeah. Baby's nearly a year, and I adopted my wife's boy last year as well, so I became a father twice within 6 months. That's a bit something of a record, I think, isn't it?
I think, I'm not sure if you need to contact the Guinness Book of Records for that, but that is amazing, because Ty normally listens when you come on. Is he still listening to the show?
I hope so. I hope he's listening, yeah.
The highlight of your fantastic wedding reception was seeing Ty go up to Derren Brown and say, show us a trick.
Yeah.
And now, obviously, Derren is an amazing showman.
Yeah.
On him, he had very little other than a coin, and he did the trick that I do with my kids and your grandparents used to do, and actually shamelessly went, oh, what's that behind your ear? Pulled out a 50 pence piece.
Nice.
It's the lowest rent trick you'll ever see Derren Brown do. But that's fantastic news. Right, let's do this now. It's time for Snack Genius. This is where normally Richie would test out your recipes, your little snack geniuses, and work out whether they are snack genius or snack hell. We've got some which we're going to do, but first of all, let's deal with the thing, and I do mean a thing you've brought in this morning. So, what is this called?
It doesn't have a name.
Let's call it DT's Love Sausage.
Let's call it that. What an excellent title.
Could you explain it?
This comes from, I must have been about 12, and one night my mum got really annoyed with us all and went, make your own tea.
Yeah.
So I went, right, okay, I will. And went ferreting in the fridge. I found soft, spongy, cheap and nasty pan loaf bread.
Yep.
Some cheap sunflower spread.
Yeah.
You know. And the Mattison's U-shaped smoked pork sausage.
Yeah, this is something I've never heard of before.
Really?
The U-shaped pork sausage.
Yeah, that's it. Comes in a little sort of shrink-wrapped thing.
You guys ever seen? I've never seen
never
that.
Never seen that before.
I mean,
David,
I know,
sorry.
Obviously, yeah. In Scotland that passes one of your five a day or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
That revolting-looking thing.
It's a tube of processed meat.
Lovely.
It's probably, I mean, there's hardly any saturated fat in this at all.
No.
So you smear the bread with spread, and then on top of that, you smear it nice and thick with some crunchy peanut butter.
Yeah.
And then you cut the sausage into discs and sink the discs into the peanut butter.
I love that there's proper detail in this.
Yeah.
This is what Snack Genius is about.
Squish it all down.
Yeah.
And you've got a particularly excellent sandwich.
Now, you had some during the news. When was the last time you actually had that?
It's been quite a few years since I have sampled this, but it took me right back. It still tastes as good today as it did then.
Richie, you are the king of Snack Genius.
Don't wrinkle your face at that, Richie, or was that an involuntary twitch?
It's a twitch again.
Yeah.
As everyone knows who listens to Snack Genius,
normally you take huge bites out of all the food.
This is going to be a timid bite.
Oh, come on.
There we go.
He's cut them into triangles as well, which is the right way to cut sandwiches.
Thank you.
What?
I love peanut butter. I hate peanut butter.
Overcome the peanut butter.
Well, I feel like...
That's not a fair trial.
I feel like the judge is slightly against me there. Come on, Christian, you have
Rich,
a go.
Rich, can I try a bit of this mess?
Oh, he really doesn't like peanut butter, does he? He's looking for a spittoon now. Oh, man!
Oh, that's disgusting. Seriously, that is absolutely disgusting. You just spat it out like a child.
Ew.
You are 34.
Come on, Christian.
There's a weird smell from it.
Just...
Do you want a piece of paper?
Don't tell me that's nice.
Come on, that's lovely.
That is not, the word is not lovely.
That's absolutely delicious.
That texture of the cold meat in your mouth is not...
nice.
That is actually one of the worst ones we've had for a while.
Oh, come on. Give it here, I'll finish it.
No, honestly.
Where is it? Yeah.
Oh,
you're all wrong.
The good thing about that is white bread and peanut butter. The unwelcome bedfellow in there, the Ryan Giggs of it, if you will, is your pork sausage, sir.
Don't compare my pork sausage with Ryan Giggs.
That is foul. That is not Snack Genius.
It's horrible. Snack hell.
No, honestly, that is wrong.
I'm disgusted.
No. Rich, what else have we got to try this morning?
Okay, a hooligan. Sounds like a Doctor Who enemy, but it's not. It's a sandwich of your preference, so we've gone with ham and cheese. And what you do is...
I have a sandwich here you can put it
no,
with.
No, thanks. No, we're not using we've moved again. On from that. And through the sandwich, you put a hula
it's
hoop.
It's actually on the periodic table, whatever that is in there.
Through the sandwich, you put a hula hoop, so it's like a little bread cutter kind of thing. So that is a hooligan. That really is Snack Genius. It's a hula hoop, which inside now has a casing of bread, ham and cheese.
That looks like a very nice canapé.
Exactly. It's the first ever canapé Snack Genius.
Maybe eat and then talk.
You don't get much of the sandwich. All you taste is actually the hula hoop.
That's a square inch
that's
of
really
sandwich
underwhelming.
In there. Yeah, rubbish. It's not going well so far. Two fails.
Okay, let's go with this one, guys. It's the return once again today of peanut butter. This has come from Andy. Pot noodle, fill above level. Stir in a teaspoon of peanut butter, which I'm now stirring in.
This looks like this kind of thing someone who is a regular stoner would come up with.
And then next goes
what else could I put with this pot noodle? Peanut butter.
A teaspoonful of mango chutney.
That's the food of a madman who then wanders the streets barking at the moon.
Naked.
Just getting another piece of paper ready for this one. I don't want to judge how this is going to go, but I've got the paper ready. Here we go.
There's no big reaction from you. I'm thinking that you actually kind of quite like that.
I'd have to say, I think the pot noodle has swallowed up the other ingredients. And, no, it's fine. That's just, I'm just basically tasting a pot noodle. I wouldn't say it's genius, though.
No, it's not not Snack Genius. No, right, I see an Aero Bar now, mint Aero Bar.
Possibly one of our most healthiest Snack Geniuses ever, this one. From
It's got a chocolate
with a
mint
chocolate
Aero
bar on the
bar.
Side.
Yeah, but the rest of it. Eat a square of mint chocolate, then immediately a cube of honeydew melon.
An instant mouth sandwich.
Cleansing.
You're assembling it in the mouth.
Mm. Yeah. So there is a square of mint chocolate.
Right.
Thank you.
Go in. Then I'll put in the mint melon. Mint melon?
No,
mint
just melon.
Honeydew melon. Nice idea, though, mint melon.
Four candles.
So one chunk became a half chocolate bar there in one go.
I'm glad you saw that.
That was impressive.
He just put half a chocolate bar in his mouth.
Well, I hope that means he's going to put in at least two lumps of melon.
Stop it.
I've put in two melons.
What? Have you got melon balls in your mouth?
Two of them.
Oh. Stop showing off. you're choking now.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Do you know Heimlich?
I'll tell you what.
What are you going to tell us?
That's really nice, because what do you get?
Swallow it, Richie.
It's like moist Aero. Moist Aero, that's one a day as well.
I would say three fails today. Is that Snack Genius? It's not Snack Genius, is it?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's an Aero chocolate bar and...
Yeah, with honeydew melon straight after.
Yeah, lovely. 16 minutes past 8. David Tennant with This Morning Maggie's travels up next.